14-0 early. Mm-hmm. Jessica putting it on the floor, getting to the rim. Just, I talk about that start and what that did.
Well, basically, the good start won the game for us because we played them pretty much even the rest of the game. You know, we've got to maintain what we started, and we did a tremendous job starting the game. And especially Jess, being aggressive, attacking. We dictated on defense, but the rest of the game we didn't dictate. They dictated us. And so that's how they got back in the game and stayed in the game until, again, midway through the second half. And then we finished poorly as well. We went back and didn't execute.
Talking about Tina, obviously an efficient 17 points for her ability to pass as well, very good in the high post.
Yeah, Tina's she's like a well-oiled machine. I mean, she's going to, every day she gives 100%, and she knows what she's doing, and she works at every little thing that we teach. And I expected more out of her last game because she's so good in practice every day, and you guys got to see that today. I mean, her hard work and attitude just showed tonight in the game. You know, she didn't play down to the level of the competition. She played at her level, and she's about getting better every day, and that's just incredible discipline, which Tina has.
Well, speaking of your upperclassmen, after Vanderbilt went ahead, Furman made a run, including some three-pointers. Mm-hmm. You put Jen Risper back on the floor.
Yes.
And she, it seemed like she was almost single-handedly.
Same thing. Jen Risper and Tina were our juniors. They really have done a great job of really working hard every day on what we're teaching at a very high level. Their intensity, their focus, their attitude, and their effort is exactly where we need it. So those are the two kids that we count on, and I've been consistent. And so I will always make sure that they're in the game because I know what I'm going to get from them. And they both stepped up.
Talking about the performance defensively, they didn't shoot very high percentage, but at the same time, three-point shot, they seemed to be having some success from that. What do you think was going on?
They weren't successful early, so they went away from what they were doing and what we had worked out on, and they just spread the floor. And they got a lot of outside shots against our matchup. So what we did is we got out of our matchup and played man. And then that's when we made our run back. We were back in man. We played man the rest of the game. We didn't want to give up any more wide open threes.
Some of you guys get an attack. They went zone a little bit. You guys use the short court and the gray. Some of you guys use that really well. Some of you guys.
Yeah, we use that a lot in our offenses against zone, and they played majority of this game zone.
And you had said coming into the season that you wanted to, that you thought that you would be able to get out and run a little bit more with this group with the number of guards that you've got, and it looked like that kind of played out today. Did you, were you pleased with where you are in your offense?
What they did was they pressed, so we couldn't run as much. You know, they picked up every dead ball, every make. They were pressing, changing their presses, trying to disguise their defenses, and they did a really good job keeping us off balance and out of sync. And I think that's one of the reasons they dictated us. So I wasn't happy with our offense. I think we turned the ball over too much. Second half, we only shot 36% from the field. I mean, that's because they did a really good job changing things up and making us take more time off the clock. And we also turned the ball over a lot in transition when we did get steals. That's where we turned the ball over a ton. And we've been working on transition. But those are decisions and fundamentals and things that we need to work on with a young team.
32-12 in the paint. It seems like you guys, at least could, obviously maybe didn't shoot as well in the second half, but really to get the ball inside and dominate there.
We needed to get the ball inside more. Tina and Liz had eight shots at halftime, and neither one had missed. To me, that's something that we tried to make an adjustment at halftime and get the ball inside more, and that's one thing we talked about, and I think we did a better job in the second half of doing.
Thank you.